You're listening to DraftKings Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Fighting through it, Chris. Great taste. Just 96 calories available for delivery. Dan, we wait for it every year. And knowing you the way I do, I think you'll agree it's a top 5 week on the sports calendar. A week where all the so-called experts will gather in Detroit to tell you everything they know about Joe Alt. Plug and play, great wingspan, a motor that never stops, Mel Kiper Jr., smoke screens, and Dan, just like that. Make no mistake about it, draft week is back. Motor City.
Ish. Joe Alt is phenomenal, by the way.
If you say so. Plug and play?
Oh, yeah.
Motor City is where they should hold something like this, given how often someone's going to say he's got a motor that doesn't stop.
Dan, you know what time it is in Milwaukee?
Dame time.
Wow, you're on it for Monday. Pretty good. Dan, the Knickerbockers. You know what the H in Jason Hart stands for?
Hustle.
It stands for Hearts.
It's Josh.
Josh Hart.
Called him Jason.
I just started watching. That McBride kid is good. Mitchell Robinson, 4 blocks. The Blockness Monster.
How do you get Josh Hart's name wrong on your team?
Jason, was it because Jason Bateman was at the game?
I think so.
Oh, well, this is annoying, right? The celebrities coming out here, Bateman looking like a werewolf, like the New York celebrities coming out here. This part I can do without.
Sorry they had fans in the stands at their playoff game.
While everyone argued whether or not the Knicks should or shouldn't get the number 2 seed, you know what Tom Thibodeau was doing?
I do not.
Getting his team ready to play. Tibbs. The home teams.
Getting Maxey sick. He's getting Maxey's doubtful because he's sick. Embiid's hurt. And
it's
Maxey's
all happening,
sick.
Dan.
Yes, it's happening.
I mean, Jason Hart. The home teams went 14-0 this weekend in the NBA and the NHL. Hey, playoffs. We're waiting. Let's go. How about we start a series? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Do it against the Nuggets. SGA.
He's not playing the Nuggets yet.
Well, I mean, get there and then do it against them.
Okay.
I mean, but eke out a victory against an 8 seed with no Zion Williamson.
Stop singing in commercials that makes me want to throw my TV out of the window.
I like that commercial.
Terrible.
Jeremy Taché tweeting, quote, Tyler Hero is going to do the thing this postseason. I could feel it in my bones, unquote. If the thing is being a mess on both ends of the court, then he's most definitely doing the thing.
The praise is pouring in for Jeremy Taché. Somebody writes in, I'm a lifelong Heat fan and Jeremy makes me hate being one. Someone else writes in, I've always hated the Heat and Jeremy makes me feel proud of that fact.
The golfer that always has to play one last hole, even if it means putting his headlights on his golf cart on so he can see the ball. Do me a favor. Get a life and call it a day. Go home.
Aren't you that guy?
Yes. I was playing with that guy last week, and that guy said, hey, stick around. I said, I want to go home. It's dinner time. He said, no, stick around. I said, why? He said, I need your headlights. Come on.
Headlights on a golf cart, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Two Americas.
Anthony Edwards, 33 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Dan, you know what the A in Ant Edwards stands for? Awesome. Arrived.
Awesome. Okay. But what about do it against Denver? No? He doesn't have to do it against Denver?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, but because he's not also playing Denver the same way that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
Just Shea, yeah.
Okay.
Unimpressive victory for Shea.
All right.
Just saying. Minnesota, impressive victory.
Agreed.
Durant, mm-hmm. Booker, Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. Beal. Jesus. What a waste. It's not good.
Okay.
That's all I have for you.
Bradley Beal is not good.
He's okay. Not the real deal. Tough day for Heat fans. Tough weekend for Heat fans. Having to watch Tyler Hero do that and Dame Lillard do that. What could have been? Salvador Perez doesn't see black and orange when he plays the Orioles. He just sees red. Salvi. Man United. Survive in advance. Man U. Houston Astros. 9 games under 500. Dusty Baker. Hot seat?
Wait a second.
What?
Dusty's not
still
there.
Their manager.
He's not. Wow. That explains everything. Bring him back. Who is the Astros manager?
You asked too many questions.
You don't like the follow-up? Dan?
It's one of the first things that left in terms of sports knowledge when I started clearing out space. Baseball managers.
And numbers. Jersey numbers.
Who's the most famous Astros fan, Dan?
I got to look it up for you here.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
I made that up.
DeAndre Jordan is a Nugget.
The most famous Astros fan is Travis Scott.
Astro World.
Congratulations to Father Time for getting its first victory over LeBron James in the fourth quarter against Denver. First victory. The Bruins have beat the Maple Leafs all 5 times they played them this year. You, of course, know what the Bruins have, right, Dan?
Their number?
Yep, the Leafs numbers. They do. Proud of you, man. There's nothing like Madison Square Garden in the playoffs. The Mecca. Shohei Ohtani now having the most home runs by any Japanese-born player in the Major League Baseball history, passing Hideki Matsui. Godzilla. I only put that in there to say Godzilla. To my Jewish friends, Tariq Cohen, Anthony Schwartz, and of course, A.J. Dillon. I wish you a happy Passover, Pesach, the Festival of Lights, Quadzilla. If you're wondering if Jackson Holliday has done it in the majors yet, he hasn't. 1-for-30. Overrated. The guy who takes his shoes off on the airplane. Just go f*** yourself. It's not your house. It's not my house. It's not your house. It's not anyone's house. Keep your shoes on.
I'm cramping. I'm laughing too hard. Slow down, Stu.
Sorry. Matthew Tkachuk with a goal and assist. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Classic Chucky. What Drew Holiday doesn't always show up in the box scores. Top 5 NBA players who what they do doesn't always show up in the box score.
You certainly aren't going to pick five current players. You're going to take five players for all time, right?
Yes. Number five, Eric Snow. I mean, nothing showed up in his box score, but wins.
Not really.
They went to the finals with Eric Snow.
That's right.
He's not wrong.
He played a whole lot of other years where they didn't make it to the finals.
That's a good point. Patrick Beverley. Pat Bev. Thank you. That was number four. Number three, George Hill. What's that face, Izzy?
I mean, it's a good list so far. All right. Is anybody still playing?
Number two, Shane Battier.
That's the one I knew was going to be on the list, Dan. You knew that one was going to be on there.
And number one, Bobby Portis.
That man shows up all over the box score. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but sometimes he doesn't.
Touche.
Thank you. Here come the Phillies. Mookie Betts, being in the top five of the National League for average, hits, and RBIs, the M in Mookie Betts stands for MVP. He's so good. They're so good. They're 13-11. They should be ashamed of themselves. A team that is that good, where Betts might be their second or third best player, even though he's going to win the MVP, they should be better. 13-11.
Braves lineup is still better than theirs.
Ooh. The Dallas Mavericks missed 18 of 20 shots in the second quarter. You know what they say, right, Dano? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And apparently, 90% of the shots you do take.
Did you get that one, Dan?
Yeah.
Stash this away in the Something to Ponder file. Are the Bucks better without Giannis?
Oh, come on.
No need to discuss now. Just stash it away for a rainy day. What do you mean, oh, come on? Headline. Dan Patrick reveals interest from potential successors for his show. Dan, let's talk. DP. Ice. Underrated thing.
Put it on the poll, Juju at Levitard Show. Is ice underrated?
Have a drink with ice and then have one without ice and tell me it's not underrated. The things you do while driving around the Midwest on a gummy in the passenger seat of a car. Top five underrated things. Number five, Michael Jordan's passing. Number four, Michael Jordan's work ethic. Number three, Michael Jordan's defense. Number two, Michael Jordan's mid-range game.
These are just all of the underrated things in the world?
Yes. Ice and then these things.
Okay.
Number one, Michael Jordan. Dan. The Metropolitans.
Michael Jordan is underrated.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Okay.
He won a NASCAR race this weekend.
He's underrated. You don't think that he is?
No.
I think that proves it.
Congratulations to the Rams, who for the first time since 2016 have a first-round pick. That's nuts.
They were all in. We made a big deal. They were all in. They won the championship. They were all in, remember?
The C in Caleb Martin stands for Code Red. Scotty Scheffler, do me a favor. Save some wins for everyone else. He's made something that is very, very difficult look easy, and I can't stand it. Another thought I had driving around the Midwest on a gummy in the passenger seat. How is John Franco not in the Hall of Fame? Most saves by a lefty in Major League Baseball history, four-time All-Star, a sub-3 ERA. I will not rest until John Franco is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And by not resting, I mean talking about it today and forgetting about it tomorrow.
You were not going to rest if Dwayne Wade left the Miami Heat and played for anyone else until you blocked all of his abilities to get a statue.
Yeah.
outside of the arena, and you immediately forgot about it.
Do you see it up yet?
I mean, the idea that
I work behind the scenes,
all
Dana.
All you do is rest.
I need some rest. Franco's would be a great name for a pizzeria. Death, taxes, and Joel Embiid being questionable in a game where the 76ers really need him. Knicks fans chanting, "We want Boston," at the end of game one is peak Knicks fan and why everybody hates us. We're on to Boston already.
Weren't they still yelling bleep Trae Young as well? Weren't they also
they
doing
were.
That? Wasn't there a bleep Trae Young chant that made an appearance? Jason Bateman looks like that because of a role, right? He's doing a role. That's
or he's just showing off that he can grow the hair because all of his friends are getting old too.
Hey, people, making mock drafts. Stop putting hypothetical trades in. You're confusing everybody.
Oh, Bill Barnwell put out
Jesus.
The all-trade first-round draft.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
You do?
I love it.
No.
The Giants trading up for McCarthy, though, Stu? What about it?
How about I trade you a fifth, and you give me you shuffling off to hell. Speaking of hell.
Wow.
Or Bryles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. I probably have thought about the UFC one, to be honest. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you gotta listen to Six Trophies, where Jason and Shea serve up the biggest moments from all around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington and Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one, trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head scratching moments from all around the NBA. This playoff season, you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Folks, listen up. I want to talk to you about PXG and their new Black Ops driver. You no longer have to sacrifice distance for accuracy, for forgiveness. Folks, those days are done. You get both of those things with this new driver because I went to one of their PXG locations and I tested it out myself. And my boy Mike over there, if you're in Fort Lauderdale, you got to go to that location. He took care of me there. It was quick. It was efficient. By the time I got into my car, I had my email where my clubs were going to be sent. I have them now. It is a beautiful thing. What an experience. The PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's complete, total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000. I'm telling you, that is ridiculously high. You got to check it out. The PXG Black Ops driver. You'll be as impressed as I was. Learn more and get free shipping on all the equipment at pxg.com/Dan. Use code Dan at checkout. That's pxg.com/Dan. Code Dan for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Dan. Code Dan.
Dan Le Batard.
Did someone say conservative entity?
Wow! No!
What?
This is why.
Stugatz.
Hers was better than mine.
In the fifth Zagacki.
Yours was Fleming.
How is the fifth Zagacki better than the third and the fourth Zagacki already?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
The draft is an ever-expanding thing. ESPN is in its last year with the draft. I am curious if there will be a lot of people that try and wrestle away the draft from ESPN. One of the most popular things that Pat McAfee does is his annual draft extravaganza where he's adjacent to the draft and talking to Brock Lesnar and an assortment of others. And last week, he debuted and announced, McAfee did, that Bill Belichick would be performing with him this Thursday. Bill Belichick had his choice of jobs in the broadcasting field, I would imagine. I would imagine that there was no shortage of opportunity for him there. If you saw how he appeared on McAfee, he did so with six Super Bowl trophies behind him. As there's a report on ESPN of his failed job hunt in coaching. And I read but did not see, Stugatz, that McAfee did not ask him about that. And I think McAfee is someone who is proud of doing it his way. And there are many people that I've talked to in the athlete space, including Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, who say that they want to protect relationships. And I believe that this is a change going forward that you're going to have to get used to in exchange for the access, someone asking questions who doesn't feel beholden to ask what it is that you think should be asked on behalf of the audience or journalists or anything else. And I don't suppose that anyone will care that Bill Belichick was not asked about the report from Seth Wickersham, Don Van Natta, and Jeremy Fowler about Arthur Blank taking calls from Bob Kraft saying, don't trust Belichick. But I would have liked to have heard Belichick's response to that.
Because I was going to ask, do you care? So you do care.
I care. But I
understand that.
But
too.
I don't believe that the audience does. I don't believe that people, as long as they can get their access to Bill Belichick, care what has to be exchanged for that. But yes, that is something that I care about. I would like to know that there are no restrictions, but that wall has not only tumbled, it is now, again, Stugatz, Belichick could have worked anywhere that he wanted to.
Right.
He chose
the NFL.
Right. In broadcasting, I'm assuming that he had his choice of jobs.
No doubt.
And the one that he chose was a safe space that Pat McAfee is making a safe space for a whole lot of people. I remember we left here last week, right, while he's announcing that Belichick is going to be on his show, and Caitlin Clark was on his show when we left here, and she was saying, I'll do a weekly show with you. And I do wonder, because there are a lot of people questioning whether or not, or there were a lot of people questioning whether the McAfee thing will work or not, and they're paying him so much money, Stugatz, that they're putting all of ESPN and Disney's resources behind making sure that that show succeeds. That show is going to succeed.
Yes.
For a number of different reasons, but the investment will make it so that it cannot fail. It's not something that will fail unless Pat McAfee doesn't want to work there, because he's not even under the employee restrictions that other employees would be under, because he's renting his stuff to them and they're making the maximum investment. And this is where I tell you where some of the new media can absolutely change things, where you won't even notice. You won't notice or care what is given away in exchange for the access, because the access is enough these days. And I would say, generally speaking, the media's curating with people, the job the media does,
right,
it's either not trusted or disliked. Very few curatings are lower as a profession than media. In fact, go ahead and put this on the poll at Lebatard Show. More despicable popularity rating, media or lawyers? Media or sports agents? Like, what do you look at? Media or used car salesmen? Because
lawyers is pretty good.
No, but I believe media has probably taken out all of them now. I believe that there are very few occupations right now that need more change and have less public trust than the media.
So you're saying I walk into a restaurant, couple friends, few people in there recognize me. At their table, they're saying, oh, that asshole over there, look at him, that media jerk. Is that what's happening? Is that what you're saying?
That's tough for David Sampson, because he's both.
I think that most people, if you just ask them, I don't think that's the way it presents itself. They don't.
That would make me sad.
They don't hate you on the spot. But if I ask them, if I said, how do you feel about the media in general? And is the response going to be positive or negative? If I give you the choices, if that's how I frame the question to everyone listening to this, how do you feel about the media?
Is neutral an option?
Put all three of those up. How do you feel about the media? Positive, neutral, negative. Because I think negative, especially if you put that up on social media, an existence that is negative by itself. Like, social media exists, I feel like, just for people to argue about things.
It depends on the person, though, right? Like, Charles Barkley, it's going to be, yeah, I love him.
But I'm not talking
media
about
is
that.
A very broad. Like, that includes Fox News. It includes CNN. It includes NBC.
Right.
It includes
but I'm not
us.
Making any of those distinctions. I'm just saying, how do you feel about the media? Hard stop.
Yeah, Dan, they hate us. I'm trying not to come to terms with that every single day of my life. But yes, people hate us.
They're also mad at us right now for giving the floor to Brian Scalabrine earlier. They're not happy that we allowed Brian Scalabrine on our show, even though we had booked that before he said any of what it is that he said.
It's not our fault. And Izzy went after him. I mean, and apologized.
I mean, he's not going to hear an attack the way he did on any other show. And so, yeah, I'm glad we had him on, even though I love you, Brian Scalabrine.
People are saying, like, we platformed him.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty big platform already.
Izzy, do you actually listen to him every day? Because you said that at the end.
Every day I'm in the car in the morning. Yes.
I don't believe you.
I turn on Frank Isola and Brian Scalabrine.
I do. I believe that.
It's too specific to not.
Frank's my guy. Come on. Yeah. Frankie Ice.
And you want your basketball fix in the morning, and you know they're going to be chewing up all basketball things.
And for the record, I do not dislike Brian Scalabrine.
Yeah.
Listen to him all the time.
Every day.
Russell Wilson, speaking of something that is a note off that people receive poorly, threw out an honorary first pitch over the weekend, Stugat, and not terribly surprisingly, brought out his own baseball glove.
That's adorable.
Dad move.
Adorkable. I don't think a lot of people are looking at that and saying that is something that they would do. Stugat.
I know, but Russ was excited. He's throwing out a first pitch. He was practicing. He wanted his own glove. He wanted to feel comfortable. Did he throw a dart? I mean,
I don't actually know. I should make a qualifier here. I don't know if it was his glove or he just grabbed a glove that was somebody else's.
Fake news. This is why people don't like the media. Mm-hmm. You just allege something and now you're backtracking already.
I don't know whether it's his glove. I don't know which one. I think that's worse, right? Bringing in your own glove. Bringing in your own glove from home is worse than just grabbing one off of the bench.
He'll be on McAfee later. We can find out.
It's very on brand. I mean, and didn't Rob Gronkowski last week just go up and spike a ball instead of? I think this is now going to become a thing. Whatever you're known for, just do it on that mound in 5 seconds.
CJ Stroud, horrible. Horrible. Was warming up to throw a first pitch. Embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah. You have to worry if you're the Texans.
Chris Cody just asked, why was Russell Wilson throwing out the first pitch at a Pittsburgh game? We had to remind him.
Yeah, I forgot what team
he plays for the Steelers. Like,
he also did batting practice. Do you think like they're like, you want to throw out the first pitch? He's like, but I want to bat also. And they're like, well, that's not.
The Pirates are like, yeah, you can come on our team. We're not going to pay you either. Well, can the Broncos pay for that salary too?
How much do you think they enjoyed it at Fenway Park that Gronk got out there and just spiked the baseball at his feet, right? Just immediately threw it right down.
Greatest night in Red Sox history.
It's so good. It is so Gronk there. He thought he was muttering to himself as he went up there. Watch this. I'm going to make him crazy as soon as I do this.
Howdy, listeners. It's Mike, and you know, a lot has changed over the years. Just look at sports. There's instant replay, a three-point line, there were shifts and then not shifts. But one thing that hasn't changed over the course of all those things I just mentioned, the great taste of Miller Lite. That's right. It's so good. And it's also less filling. So what's the best thing about Miller Lite, the original light beer? Well, Miller Lite sparked this debate way back in 1975. We still haven't settled it. Be like me. I don't pick one. I like it because it's both. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's a beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Be like me. Say both. Miller Lite. Great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Mike, Marty Schottenheimer passed away.
Stugatz.
Why do you sound so happy?
How did you say that?
Yeah, you're very excited about that.
I was not excited.
Unbelievable. I was merely pointing out that a Browns legend had passed away.
Hold on. That was unbelievable.
Hey, guys, Marty Schottenheimer died.
Hold on.
And maybe the greatest coach to never win a Super Bowl.
Okay, I mean. Wait a minute. Let's just settle down. Let's all settle down.
Dear?
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Stugatz, are you excited?
For?
Draft week.
Of course I am.
Detroit-ish.
Yes, around the area. Yes.
Yeah, if I were to tell you that there's only 13 confirmed prospects that have said they're going to be at the draft so far, how would you feel about that?
It depends on who they are. Quarterbacks?
Caleb's one of them. Yeah, there's three quarterbacks that are confirmed to be there.
Okay.
Is this just because of Will Levis last year? So, like, no one wants to go and be the embarrassed person that's hanging out at the draft just to not get drafted the first day?
There's been a lot of Will Levises over the years, right? Wasn't Aaron Rodgers one of those?
Yes.
There's been a handful. But, I mean, I think if you're an agent, you're probably like, it's not a good look. You don't want to be that guy.
Are you asking, Billy, because Stugatz is going to be eager when he's in the Detroit-ish area to talk to prospects and he's only going to have a dozen to choose from?
Yeah, I mean, I would think everyone would want to go, right? I mean, even if I'm drafted day two, I think I'd want to be there. I mean, I'd be embarrassed, but whatever. I'd be fine with getting embarrassed. I'm only going to be drafted once by the NFL, right?
But waiting around and having America feel pity for you is something that you could probably avoid if you're not doing a Times Square draft or a Las Vegas draft or a California draft and it's Detroit-ish.
And Motor City.
Yep.
Who do you think is the worst person that could ask to go to the draft and be fine with being embarrassed? Like if there's someone that's rated like a third round pick, but they're like, you know what? I'll be there, Kamish. And they're like, no, you're not allowed at the draft. Like, how far down can you go in terms of picks? Like, the 47th pick, could they go to the draft if they wanted
to? No kickers allowed, right?
I think it's only first-round picks that go.
Projected first-round picks.
I like the idea of, like, a projected sixth-round pick just being like, I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Sam Hartman's like, I'm going to go.
I think I might get drafted higher.
I mean, this could be avoided if they just told the people producing the television show, hey, if there's someone just sitting in the back holding their phone,
don't show them.
Maybe don't show them every time they come back from commercial. Maybe just like, yeah, I don't know, talk about someone who has been drafted.
Who are the, did you say 11, Billy? 11, 13? What did you say?
There's 13 that will be there.
If Sam Hartman did show up, though, I'd be tempted to take him.
I mean, the NFL would be thrilled.
You'd be tempted to draft him?
Oh, yeah.
I do like the peer pressure of the player being there in attendance, and you feel like, I feel bad for him. Like,
he's got such great hair.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I've got an idea.
You're going to sell a lot of
jerseys. Sam Hartman goes to the draft. Anybody that falls lower than they're expected, you just put the camera on Sam Hartman. Just have him wave his hair around, you know. And then that way you're not thinking about, oh, poor such and such who should have been drafted top 10.
Oh, we really thought Jaden Daniels was going to go number 2, and now he's still on the board. But, ha, Sam Hartman, hello.
Look at that flowing hair.
Bo Nix would be crazy to attend the draft, right? That guy could go in the first round or the sixth round or not be drafted at all.
Yeah. I know. I mean, he's one of those people that I see, and I don't know why we're doing mock draft talk. I'm sorry, Dan. I feel like you're going to – I just saw you look at me and you were pissed. I've seen him in mock drafts. Those two guys, yeah. I've seen him in the first round, and then yeah. I've seen him not in the first round. Yeah. I don't know J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if that's a smokescreen. I don't know Jaden Daniels or the Commanders. I don't know what's going on.
Can you look up for me, please, Bo Nix's collegiate touchdown to interception rate, please? Because I think it's pretty extraordinary. I also wanted to play for you a bit of instigation, Stugatz, that Knicks fan Taylor brought in. He said that we are now feuding with WFAN. Evidently, we said some things when you were close to taking the program director job here recently at WFAN. We said something. You'll have to forgive me. What was the name of the two guys, the two bald guys that Billy was confusing, and he said they were the same guy?
Oh, Sal Licata and Brendan Tierney?
Okay, yes. Evidently, we're feuding with them. I have not heard this sound, so let's hear this sound, please.
Have that battle with that fan base or Knicks Miami, especially knowing that the Knicks, you know, probably could have handled Miami. Because, you know, we hate, you know, like I was thinking about it with what are those two guys who do the show down in Florida? Lebatard and Ugatz, I think.
Oh, yeah, Ugatz.
Oh, yeah, Ugatz. Ugatz. Turd and Ugas with those guys, like, you know, they're big Heat fan, I think.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
I think. I mean, they're in Miami. Lebatard, I think, talks about Miami.
Ugas is a Heat fan?
Ugas. Hey, but I mean,
has he embraced the Heat culture?
Yeah, well, he's from here. He wanted to be here, but he left. And, you know, he thinks he could come back and whatever, but he can't. He's just not good enough. So Lebatard and Ugas, I think they're Heat. Like, it would have been fun to be able to beat those, you know,
that would have been
beat
fun.
Miami.
Listen, so who would I rather face? Philly. You know why? Those fans have more heart.
He did the same thing that you did at the beginning of that. Like, what are those guys' names? The guys down there, what do they do?
I'm not beefing.
Dan did it better.
I'm not beefing with Sal. I don't care.
He came at you, Stu, the most there, I think.
Yeah, but I don't care.
But he's first on the chopping block, right? Like, you're taking his job. Yeah.
Yeah, I might take it again now. I might call him after the show just so I could fire Sal.
I've been hearing Lebatard since second grade.
Turds are funny. That's a funny insult. I'm sorry, Dan.
Agreed.
Turd is funny.
Agreed. The turd, referring to someone as a turd at all times is universally funny.
Ugas was weird.
Yeah, that was not.
That's a classic sports radio move, though, where you don't really, you know their names, but you give off like you don't know their names.
I did not know.
I believe
who
Dan.
I did not know who they were.
But he knows who we are. That's my point. Yes, you might not know who Sal is, and I believe you when you say that. He knows very well who you are, and he knows who I am.
Do they know that you wanted to fire them? Are they in a time slot that you would want?
They're in the midday time slot, and no, that's
you don't want
not
that slot.
Yeah, that's not who I was going to fire. It was Evan Roberts. I mean.
Evan Roberts, what time slot is he in?
And I love Evan. I mean, I do. I love Evan.
It's got to be the drive afternoon, right?
It's afternoon drive. Yeah. Evan and Tiki, they do a great job. In fact, I will say this, okay? Sal, play this on your show. All three shows do a great job. It's why I wanted to take the job. That station is incredible, where you could put any two people in a four-hour window and have them talk about a bunt, and boom, 10 shares. It's insane. But they do a good show. So I don't know why Sal has beef with me. He always thinks I'm coming up to take his stuff. I'm not taking your stuff. I was going to be your boss. I don't need to be anyone's boss at this point in my career. I can be my own boss.
You're not good enough to be the station director?
It's classic Sal, okay? Classic Sal, okay? Don't know his name. Lebatard, who got Tierney playing along. Tierney. I mean, please, if I did a remote, okay, if I did an appearance side-by-side against Sal and Brendan Tierney, by myself, with no promotion except a couple of tweets, I am telling you I would outnumber their promotion by at least 5,000 people. I said it, but I don't want their jobs. I wanted to help them become better at their jobs. That's all.
That's funny.
I didn't want Gio's job. That's too early in the morning. I did mornings, WFAN over the summer. The show was over. I had no idea what to do. What did I do? I took a gummy. I walked around the Lower West Side of Manhattan, sleeping by 2. It was miserable.
So if you did take the job, you'd be doing it for them.
I'd be doing it for WFAN. Yes.
You're a real Aaron Rodgers here, just kind of taking jobs, try to mentor the young talent there.
I was trying to take everything I've learned in the radio industry over a couple of decades and pour it back into a radio station that I love and host. That I love. I do. I listen to those shows. I like those shows.
You're so giving.
5,000 more, at least.
Right next to each other. So, like, almost like if the two of you, like, let's say this is like a, I don't know, like an episode of Peanuts.
Put them on the Blarney Stone on the west side. Put me on the Blarney Stone on the east side and see who gets more people. Go ahead.
Just to be clear, though, you are saying you'd send out a couple of tweets and 5,000 people would gather around you in New York.
No, 5,000 more people than the other guys. Yeah.
That he would have 5,000.
So 5,100.
And they would have 0. Okay, so they'd have 100. And all you'd send out is a couple of tweets and you'd get 5,000.
Hey, Stugatz, I'm going to be at the Blarney Stone East Side. Come out 3 to 6 p.m. Come out and hang out. I'll give you some sports takes. It wouldn't even be a live show. I mean,
it's the Stu signal. It's just a puff of smoke, cigarette smoke out over Manhattan, and people show up at the Blarney Stone.
I believe that he believes it.
Thank you, Billy. Yes, that's the key.
Barkley was just on with Mad Dog and called him Mike throughout.
Oh, jeez.
Chris never corrected him.
Doggy doesn't care.
He just kept calling him Mike, though. His name's not Mike. That at some point you would think that a correction would be coming.
But Doggy told us this, that he's just happy that he's getting these guys on now. Because before he started doing First Take, he couldn't get you on. He couldn't get Barkley on. And now he's getting a who's who of guests. And he doesn't care if they call him Chris or Mike. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm not going to lie. I honestly thought his name might have been Mike. Like, I just know him as Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, you weren't sure?
Mike and the Mad Dog.
I wasn't sure. No, I would never listen to Mike and the Mad Dog. I lived in South Florida.
I don't know, Stugatz, if you have been watching.
Are you mad at Sal? I mean.
No.
You're good?
No. I mean, it's not very clever as an insult. I've been hearing it since second grade. But, I mean, I didn't hear. He took you out more. I don't know. I guess being a turd is worse, but I've been hearing that one for
a
while.
Do you like lebaturd less or lebastard less?
I got both of those since I was a little kid. I actually probably got lebaturd more than lebastard, though, probably because first graders aren't using bastard.
Yeah, one hurts more.
Kids
than
like
the
poop,
other.
Poop, poop. Wow. Poop, humor. Pumor.
Tough one. It's interesting with Sal, though, because I had a conversation with Sal and I told him this. I said, Sal, I am so happy for you because you, like me, listened to WFAN growing up, and now you are living out your dream of hosting on WFAN. That's what this station is all about. And it was sincere, and I meant it.
You're fine.
And he thanked me. Now, whether or not I would have fired him if I took the PG job is another thing. But I had that conversation with him when I was doing mornings with Boomer and Gia. And I really am happy for Sal because he has waited and waited and waited. And then Carton left. And then Tiki went to the afternoons. And there was a spot open at middays. And even though that spot should have went to me, it went to Sal. And I am super happy for Sal because he has wanted this his entire life. And he is living out a dream. And I love watching people live out their dreams. I'm super happy for him. I really am. Whether or not he believes it is up to him. But I've said it to him 1,000 times.
I thought you were done commenting on this. I thought you didn't have anything that you had to say about any of this, that you didn't want to take anybody out. You actually showed restraint at the start of this.
I did, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean, I like Sal. I'm getting older, you know. I don't want beef, but make no mistake about it. I mean, he says one more word, I will end his career.
Sometimes you accidentally drop a diss track.
He could have just called you John Wiener.
It's better than Ugats, right?
If he could have just called him Stu Gats.
If he had been just Leviturd and Wiener, I think it would have been better than Ugats. I don't even understand what Ugats is.
He's got built-in insults in the name. Two of them. Pick one.
Yes.
Now, Wiener. Imagine it's me and Dan Blarney Stone, East Side. I mean, you're in.
Howdy, listeners. It's Mike, and you know, a lot has changed over the years. Just look at sports. There's instant replay, a three-point line, there were shifts and then not shifts. But one thing that hasn't changed over the course of all those things I just mentioned, the great taste of Miller Lite. That's right. It's so good. And it's also less filling. So what's the best thing about Miller Lite, the original light beer? Well, Miller Lite sparked this debate way back in 1975. We still haven't settled it. Be like me. I don't pick one. I like it because it's both. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's a beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Be like me. Say both. Miller Lite, great taste, and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.